This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Swing and a bouncer over the mound towards short. Henderson dives, throws wildly. The out at second recorded. The runs come across for the Pirates. That throwing error will win it for the Buccos. He had the game-ending double play, and Henderson threw it away. For the second straight day, the Buccos walk-off winners over the Orioles.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's a great morning. It's a great morning here in Pittsburgh because two of our pro teams are killing it right now, essentially. The Pittsburgh Pirates having a great start to the year. The Pirates 8-2 on the season so far. And then the Pittsburgh Penguins, to note them as well, they're a big story because they've come out of nowhere. And they've got an opportunity to make the playoffs. There are a couple points out of two ways that they can make the playoffs. So if you're excited about Pittsburgh sports and you're up this early in the morning and you'd like to express yourself, feel free to do that. 412-928-9370. You're welcome to talk to me this morning. We'll have a conversation. We'll celebrate, I would say, because it is kind of an occasion to celebrate this morning. What the Pirates are doing, especially what the Pirates are doing. I still will hold my opinion true from last week. Let's just take it one game at a time with the Pirates, because last April, I think everybody got ahead of themselves, and some injuries stopped this team from really coming to fruition, really coming to its peak. But right now, jinxes all aside, right now there's no injuries. Right now there's nothing barring them from achieving greatness. Paul Skeens, hopefully still on the way. He's been developing well. He's been pitching well in AAA, so it's good to see that he's on the right track. He's doing the right things down there. But the Major League Club, a sloppier win, I'll say, yesterday than really you'd like to see, but they come out with a win. They're putting the bat on the ball, which is good, and they're putting balls in play, it seems, more than striking out. And especially in that series, you saw them make a lot of contact, and that forced the Orioles to make plays. And there were a few plays that they made that were really good. Gunnar Henderson, Jorge Mateo up the middle, a couple of great plays from them back-to-back. I think that was around the sixth inning. And then Gunnar Henderson attempted to make a spectacular play to end the game. It was bound to be a double play. And we'll talk about that, too, was what Rowdy Tellez did. Legal obstruction. I'll dive into that as well. That's actually one of the first things I want to talk about. But a heads-up play, I'll call it, in summary, nonetheless. And, again, you're welcome to get a phone line at 412-928-9370. But this Pirates team, 8-2. I'm going to primarily talk about them. Mainly because it's no secret the Penguins, they just have to keep winning, because they're out of chances, they're out of room for error. They've got to win every game, so there's really no analysis there. They just have to win. But they're a huge story because they are winning. But there's not a whole lot to analyze there at that point. When they get into the playoffs, there will be more to touch on if they get into the playoffs. So But again, call me 412-928-9370. You can talk to me on X. My handle is at callus_33. That's callus_33. You can talk to me on there as well. If you mention me in a post, I usually read those on here, or I'll respond to them at least in written form. So yeah, you can talk to me in a number of different ways. And one more time, the phone line, 412-928-9370. Get yourself one of those, and I will I'll talk to you this morning if you want to express your excitement for the Pirates, if you want to talk about your excitement for the Penguins, if there's something else you got on your mind. I'm just happy, too, that the Steelers aren't the forefront of the news right now. I love it when it's baseball season, and I love really dissecting baseball, and especially when the Pirates are doing well. And right now, I think exceeding expectations for a lot of us. I still thought that they were going to do well. You heard my prediction, 86 wins, and I stuck to that. And I still believe that they would have won at least 84 last year with my initial prediction if they didn't have the injuries to plague them. But that's all aside now. We're living in this year, and this year right now started off well, and everything is on track for this team to be successful this year. They've given themselves a great advantage, having an 8-2 record to start this year. So, like I talked about, the Pirates, and Stephen Brault talked about this too on TV on the post game. The pitching staff right now, the starting pitching staff, is forcing weak contact against opponents. Like the Pirates, it seems like the pitchers understand their identity. They don't have guys that can necessarily blow you away, you know, in like a raw sense. In the bullpen, they do. They've got, you know, Chapman leading the velocity train there, and hopefully when Colin Holderman comes back, he'll be that kind of guy as well. Bednar has been throwing with high velocity, though he struggled a little bit to start this season. But overall, I mean, the starters, you don't expect too many of those guys. You didn't even expect Jared Jones to be one of those guys. But right now, he's a high velocity thrower. Everybody else, though, not really considered a power pitcher. So, and Stephen Brault was talking about this, and it kind of opened my eyes to that as well. The Pirates really need to force that weak contact to where the hitters can't, you know, like, they're not hitting line drives, they're not, you know, getting a launch angle to hit home runs. And that's really what the Pirates pitchers have been doing. They've been pitching for weak contact. Now, I know some of you may hear that, and you may go, wasn't that, you know, that one-size-fits-all pitching philosophy from a few years ago that didn't work. And I don't think that's it. I think that's more of certain pitchers embracing the idea of pitching to weak contact if they know that they're not a power fastball guy. Like Jared Jones, he was attacking hitters against the Orioles, and we were at that game, so I got to watch it firsthand on Friday, the home opener. But Jared Jones, he was attacking with the high velocity. The Orioles were just catching up to it because he was leaving a lot of those pitches that he was throwing over the middle of the plate, and the Orioles hitter is good enough to capitalize on those. So, but he's one of those guys where I'd say he's a power pitcher, where against other maybe weaker lineups, like the Marlins, who I think had a weaker lineup than the Orioles, that he was throwing balls by them, and they couldn't catch up to those, so that was his power approach. You know, go right at him. It's not one size fits all. Jared Jones has been identified as a power pitcher, so he's going right after hitters, not trying to pitch to weak contact. He's like, all right, I throw high 90s, so hit it or don't hit it. Marco Gonzalez and Bailey Falter, they both, in their starts, noticeably throwing, you know, I won't necessarily call it predictable, but Marco Gonzalez had a plan yesterday, and I think at one at bat, he threw six straight fastballs just all over the zone, more upper in the zone to one hitter to get him out. And that's just an approach where you're trying to keep a hitter guessing. And a hitter sees, what, three or four fastballs in a row, and that hitter may be thinking, okay, something off speed's got to be coming. You know, the approach got to be changed. The approach should be changing here soon, and that's not what happened. Gonzalez kept throwing those fastballs, and the hitter swung and missed and struck out on a high fastball because the hitter was expecting one thing, but Gonzalez, with predictability, was unpredictable. It's just like the different strategies. That's just one of many that he was using, and mixing up by not mixing up. It's hard to explain, but he was just doing the necessary things. He had the necessary pitch selection to really to get those hitters out, with not necessarily striking them out, but understanding what advantages you have as a pitcher in particular. So it's good. I mean, it's good that they have these approaches. It's good that they're now fitting every pitcher into their strengths. And so far for them, it's been working. I mean, Bailey Falter was throwing a no-hitter for about half the game that he pitched on Saturday. And Marco Gonzalez had an efficient game, and the Pirates gave up 2 runs in that game. The Pirates have been consistently been limiting runs against opponents, and their offense has come through, and their offense has really been showing this year as well. And I think those two elements really complement each other on both sides. So, I mean, let's go Bucks. Here we go. And hashtag beers for the Bucks is a tag I've been seeing every time the Pirates win, which, hey, if that's the way we want to celebrate, for sure, there's nothing wrong with that. So, I mean, make that hashtag keep rolling as well. Hashtag beers up for the Bucks. I like seeing that every time the Pirates win. And I like that everybody's kind of rallying around this team now, for sure, especially with all the success they've been having. But it's nice to see some faith in this team and understanding where their strengths are. But again, I say it as well. Keep it one game at a time. Like, enjoy the highs of every day. And then when the new day comes around, just, you know, sit back and wait to see what they can provide next. I will not jump to any playoff talks anymore, because I believe in jinxes and I'm superstitious, and I remember some people last year were doing the math and the calculations and saying that the Pirates would have to have a collapse to not make the playoffs, and then they did. So, and Derek Shelton talked about that the other week as well. I think when Jared Jones made his first start, it was his post-game press conference, and Jared Jones had struck out 10 and was majorly impressive. And Derek Shelton, though I lied, it was the next day on the Derek Shelton show before the game that followed Jared Jones' start. But Derek Shelton just talked about expectations. You know, even though a guy may have, you know, a great day one day, we still want to make sure that the expectations are reasonable and to not make decisions, you know, overly quickly. You need to continue to see guys out and feel guys out. And I think that's an appropriate approach, I would say. And I feel like as fans, we should really embody that as well. Don't let our expectations get super high with this team. Don't let our expectations get away from us. Don't expect them to do things that that maybe some guys aren't ready for. But enjoy the wins as they come. And I'm not saying don't enjoy the wins. Like, enjoy the wins, but just enjoy them on a day-to-day basis. Don't think about the playoffs right now. Don't think about the playoffs in April. Don't think about the playoffs even in May. You know, wait until we get to June, July with the All-Star break. Wait to see what the Pirates are there. Wait till like 60 games have passed even. You know, and just see, like, okay, where are they? How are we feeling? And how legitimate are they? And then I think after that, when the Pirates very well could be in a legitimate playoff race, at that point, then you can start talking about playoffs. But like, enjoy the initial optimism that we can have for this team. Enjoy the way that this feels right now, and enjoy each win as it comes. I'm sure there will be a counter to this as well, because, you know, teams just in professional sports don't have, you know, this kind of sustained success. It's just rare to see. And, you know, they were going to lose a game this year, and I was on the high of, oh, they'll go undefeated, you know, until they did. It's because it's always fun to do that, but you know what I mean. Just take the wins one win at a time. Take them as they come. Take every day as it is until they emerge toward the middle of the season as a contender. And I think with that, you know, that will eliminate my superstition. That's why I'm doing it. You know, not jumping the gun, not getting too anxious too soon. Just one day at a time. Like, hey, great. They're winning today. They've won today. They won the series. I've got another series coming up here at home against the Detroit Tigers. So, you know, just what's next? What's next? What's immediately next? Not, ooh, can they make the playoffs, you know, as based on what they've done in April? No. One day at a time. Take it one day at a time, I encourage you. But also, be excited day to day, especially as those wins come. I'll take one call before I go to break, but you're welcome to get a phone line as well, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning. It's Dan from Imperial. How you doing this morning, Harry?
Oh, I'm doing great. Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, so I attended a game Saturday, and this is actually a really cool story. So as I'm leaving the game Saturday, I saw Bob Nutting coming out of the game, and, you know, I kind of made a really big deal about it. I was like, Bob, and I asked him for a fist bump through the window of his vehicle, and he actually rolled his window down and gave me a fist bump, and, you know, I congratulated him on the team that he's putting on the field right now. Not only minutes later, there was another fellow Pirate fan. I was bragging to my buddies about it, and one of the Pirates fans was like, you should have fist bumped him in the face. And
no.
I just think that's a really poor attitude to have. You got to give credit where credit is due. And right now they're putting a winning baseball team together, and you're right about let's just enjoy the moment.
Yeah, Dan, thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, I don't – yeah, don't be that guy, you know. Yeah, I mean, Bob Nutting deserves no criticism here at this point. I don't really think he has – too much in recent years, but right now he's spending, right? Like, they've rebuilt, they've found their guys they want to invest in, and they're spending the money necessary, and they drafted Paul Skeens, and he's developing well and more quickly. Like, Paul Skeens and Henry Davis have had, like, almost rushed calls to the big leagues. Like, the fact that Paul Skeens is even in AAA right now is a miracle on its own. So yeah, don't be that guy. But Dan, it's good to hear. That's a fun little story there. I'm glad he fist pounded you, and I'm glad you expressed your support and your pleasure with the team when you had the opportunity. Yeah, don't be that guy. And again, enjoy this team day to day. So thank you, Dan, for the call. One more call before I go to break. 412-928-9370. Hello, what's your name?
Hey, this is Ted. Hey, real quick. Did you say don't think about the playoffs when it comes to the Pirates?
No, just not
game by game.
Just not in April. Just not in April, or even May, to some extent.
Wait a minute. Do we use that same standard for the Steelers or the Penguins? Don't think about the playoffs.
Well, I—that's a great point.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You never say any. I mean, look, I would never say anything like that. This team hasn't went to the playoffs for 5 years. Okay, if your aim is not to go to the playoffs, then what are we talking about? Always should be getting into the playoffs.
Ted, I think that you misinterpreted my comments, and I believe the Pirates haven't made the playoffs since 2015, so that's a little more than 5 years. They haven't had a winning record in about 5 years. That was back in 2018 where they won 82 games. But no. I don't mean don't think about this team being a legit playoff contender. I think the Pirates have had different expectations from the Steelers and the Penguins in recent games. And I make that comment to say that, like, Joe Starkey, I remember, was talking about at the end of April last season, he was like, oh, the Pirates would have to have a monumental collapse to not make the playoffs this year. And then they didn't. And they did indeed have a monumental collapse. So I've become superstitious with being overhyped too early just because of those comments. Because I remember him saying that, and now I'm just like, you know, it could happen again. We've seen it. So enjoy every win with every day that comes, and then begin to see them as a legit playoff contender when enough games have passed. Because we've seen before that there's been 1 month where they've done really well, and then things have just went down. And I also believe that a lot of that had to do with injuries last season. But no, of course, I'm not saying don't see them as a legit playoff team. I'm just saying, like, with every win that comes, celebrate that. And if enough of those wins come in bulk in series victories, then yes, they will, by default, make it into the playoffs. But with that. So, again, the Steelers also play every week, and they only play 17 games in a season. The NHL season's a little less than the baseball season is as well. So there's that as well. There's more baseball games to be played, and there's more of an intense schedule, I would say, in the regular season that baseball players endure than other sports do. So all of that factored in, baseball is a little bit different. The Pirates have different expectations, and I don't want another jinx. I'm scared of jinxing this team. So I just personally want to enjoy every day as it comes, every win as it comes, with every day that passes. And I encourage you to do the same. No, of course, we're going to look at them as a playoff team if a month or two goes by. So no, don't generalize what I'm saying. It comes from a place of superstition. I'm a very superstitious person, and that's where that comes from. Enjoy the team. Either way, enjoy the team, enjoy the moment, and we'll talk about the playoffs as they continue to emerge as a contender down the road. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. More to come. More Pirates talk. Might sprinkle in a little Penguins as well. You're welcome to talk about them. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. I'll be right back. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe, and when the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale. That's the sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show and Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can shop online at sunchevy.com. Today it's going to be a high of 70 degrees, overcast skies, and it's eclipse day, so wear your glasses. Don't stare at the sun between 3 and 4 o'clock. Or don't look up into the sky. You could go blind. But that's makes this day exciting. And so do Pittsburgh sports. The Penguins and Pirates doing well, and that's always good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.